You're listening to the Prison Poetry Workshop podcast. I'm Ren Smith. Here we present readings, commentary, recordings, and stories about the little known and even less understood literary tradition of prison poetry. Today, we are doing a prison poetry workshop with poet Dwayne Betts. Even before prison, Dwayne was a vociferous reader. He read novels, poems, biographies. Prison only deepened that habit. One day, on the unit, he stumbled across a sonnet called Prayer by George Herbert. It's what you might call a list poem. Here's how it goes.
Prayer, the church's bouquet, angel's age, God's breath in man returning to his birth, the soul in paraphrase, heart in pilgrimage, the Christian plummet sounding heaven and earth, engine against the Almighty, sinner's tower, reverse it thunder, Christ's side piercing spear, the 6 days world transposing in an hour, a kind of tune which all things hear and fear, softness and peace and joy and love and bliss, exalted manner, gladness of the best, heaven in ordinary, man well dressed, the Milky Way, the bird of paradise, church bells beyond the stars heard, the soul's blood, the land of spices, something understood.
Dwayne was completely taken in.
What the guy does is he takes a verse and he looks at how all of the words, nearly all of the words in the third verse or the second verse, rhyme with each other. And so it's like three columns. And he lists all of the words that rhyme with like the top word in that column. And it's pretty amazing because it tells you how he achieves a certain sound based on the word choice.
And that inspired Dwayne to write his own list poem, one about prison.
The sinner's bouquet. House of shredded and torn Dear John letters. Upended grave of names. Moon black kiss of a pistol's flat side. Time blueborn and threaded into a curse. Lazarus of hustlers. The picayune spinning in the beatdowns. Breath of a thief stilled by fluorescent lights. A system of 40 blocks. Empty vials. A handful of purple crane's bills. Memories of crates suspended from stairs. Tied in knots around street lamps. The hours of unending push-ups, wheelbarrows and walking 20s. The daughters chasing their father's shadows. Sons that upset the wind with their secrets. The paraphrase of fractured, scarred wings flying through smoke. Each wild hour of lockdown, hunger time, and the blackened flower.
So what we'd like you to do is write a list poem. According to Dwayne, it's important not to overthink it.
Just like, close your eyes for a couple minutes. Open your eyes. Put the pen to the paper and write without stopping. And just, you know, do it for like 10 minutes. Just write.
No inhibition.
One of the things that is possible, that has been possible since the existence of prison, is this idea of the word and song being a way to get free. You know, from Lead Belly to Nathan McCall, you know, to Claude Brown. But I would say write with the intent of that. Write with the recognition that it can make you free. And write knowing that you got to read 10 times more than whatever you write anyway.
Finally, write from your own perspective, but be sure to project yourself into the broader universe.
And it has been the ability to look at yourself and tell your narrative, but also to critique the ways in which, you know, you acted badly or made bad decisions or whatever, but more importantly, to write and be able to see the whole world when you write and not just make this sort of arrogant, egotistical push to say something about yourself all the time, you know. But I would say write, though.
So grab a pencil or pen or whatever's handy. Let it pour out. You can revise later. After you've reworked it, if you would be so kind as to send it to us at Prison Poetry Workshop, P.O. Box 448, Wilmington, North Carolina, zip code 28402. That's Prison Poetry Workshop, P.O. Box 448, Wilmington, North Carolina, zip code 28402. Or visit us online at prisonpoetryworkshop.org. I'm Ren Smith. We'll be back next week with more prison poetry. To find out how you can lend your voice to our poetry archive, go to prisonpoetryworkshop.org.